Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College football's coming off of a sensational weekend. We'll get a preview of what you can expect to see this weekend with Stuart Mandel, bottom of the hour at 1:30. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Phil Chenier will not be calling color on Wizards broadcast this coming season. It's going to be so weird.
That's a big change for me, honestly.
Do we know who the new commentator is yet?
I actually don't. We don't know yet, right?
I don't think it's been announced. The season is coming up. It's mid-September. The season normally starts right before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
That's strange.
It's something that not to wax too nostalgic, not the point of this segment, but to me, this is why I've always kind of looked up a lot of times to broadcasters even more than athletes. To me, athletes come and go. Guys that are into your home every night, the Steve Buckhantz, the Phil Chenier, the Joe Beninati, the now Bob Carpenter and FP. In a lot of ways, they're almost bigger than the clubs that they call on a nightly basis because they're always there. They're always the ones that they don't change. They don't leave. They're dependable every day.
Coaches, players, captains. Guys wearing the A and the C,
I think of the Washington Bullets, now Wizards. I love basketball. I love the NBA. I love the Washington Wizards. I love them so much. And to me, Phil Chenier is as synonymous with Wizards basketball as anybody else. The players, again, have come and gone. He hasn't. That's going to be a big change for me.
So he was doing a sit-down interview, some kind of conversation that Monumental Sports was filming with Bradley Beal. And one of the questions Brad asks him, as you'll hear here in a second, is about the possibility of being honored. What it would mean to him. Chenier answers, and then he gets surprised. Here's the audio of Chenier finding out his number is going to be retired this season at Verizon Center.
What would it mean to you to have your number retired? That's a good one.
It would mean a great deal. It would mean a lot. I played with the other four people that are up there, Gus, Earl, Wes, and Elvin, played with all of them. And it would be an honor to be there.
Well, legend, I want to be the first one to congratulate you because this year our organization is hanging at 45 within the Raptors.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I don't want to do anything silly right now. And hearing it from you, couldn't be better. We got to cut this now because you're not lying to me now.
I'm not lying to you. I'm not lying to you. It's more than well deserved.
Well, thanks.
You belong up there with the rest of the guys.
Thanks again, man. No problem. All right, we got to cut this out now. You guys are sick, man.
I almost started crying because, like, I can only imagine how he feels and how much hard work did he put into the game. And a lot of people don't understand, like, how much he meant to us as a team.
It's still sinking in.
I love that. Great job by Monumental Sports to grab that.
That was phenomenal. Honestly, I'm missing up. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah,
jokes
fact
aside.
That Beal's involved makes it better. As one of the two faces of the franchise now, him or Wall would have been perfect. So it adds to it. But the way you do it on camera, a guy that was essentially, I don't want to say run out, but knocked off of the color for no reason. His performance has not gotten worse, I don't think noticeably, for me. I don't know what you would
say.
Not
for me, no.
I don't think anything's changed. He's just not going to be doing it this year, and it's not his choice. But he's sitting there. He's doing this interview with Beal, and then he tells him this. As you said, the years of playing, he played with the four guys. He mentions Gus, Earl, Wes, and Elvin. And now he's going to be where he belongs. His number with those guys, he was the Wizards in my childhood.
Yeah.
I remember players like Kwame Brown and guys that came and went, Rip Hamilton. And I remember charting box score on notebook loose leaf paper. How many rebounds does Popeye Jones have tonight? Terry Davis scoring the first 2 points ever in the building they play in now. All kinds of stuff like that in my mind. But it was always, let me turn on the TV for Steve Buckhantz, who's going to say, a product of whatever school he's at. And
how many three-pointers he's hit over the course of the season.
Absolutely.
They had to go see Ed Sarecki.
Absolutely. There's so much of that.
Head athletic trainer Eric Waters comes out onto the floor. I mean, there's too much, man, every night. Think about it, and Phil touched on it, dude. Think about that list of guys. Earl Monroe, Elvin Hayes, the most underrated athlete in D.C. history, by the way. People should talk about Elvin Hayes more. He was incredible, could do everything. Gus Johnson, a superstar, and Wes Unseld. Now there's five, number 45. That's awesome. Awesome. Way to go. Everything about that is class.
Yes.
10 out of 10.
I love that. And I like the fact, too, that the young player, Beal, doesn't just know how important it is to Shanier, but also speaks to the fact that in the locker room, he says, people don't know how important this guy is to us. That tells you something about this Wizards group. Think about this recent story. I don't know if you've even heard this, but David Price got into it or yelled something at Dennis Eckersley on a flight, who does color commentary for the Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they were going back and forth, and David Price was doing the, like, oh, get out of here. You think you're so good because you played back in the day. You got nothing on us kind of stuff.
Right.
That's how a lot of younger, great players feel now, is that the accomplishments of the past don't matter, that those guys that played before them couldn't do it today and they're overrated or whatever. But for Bradley Beal to have the proper respect and reverence, and for this team to clearly appreciate Phil Chenier as a broadcaster as well, I think is a really neat thing. And I'm sure they got together and said, hey, how do we properly take care of Phil with the right send-off here? And whoever came up with this idea, and I don't just mean hanging his number, because that number is from when he played. I don't think this is just from his playing days. And he was borderline good enough to do that with if he never spent a day in the broadcast booth for the Wizards. But I think he means so much more to this organization than just what he turned in on the floor.
I mean, never even, I don't mean this as a negative. He never even tried out to be the voice of the Wizards or the Bullets at the time.
Yeah.
It's just because he's always been this personality, this warm. Like the way I described it, I was interviewed years ago because I'm such a lunatic Wizards fan. I think it was Dan Steinberg interviewed me in the Post about just, you know, Phil Chenier was celebrating an anniversary, calling games, and what does he mean? And the way I described it was, this is like your favorite uncle that would come over and just, and you guys would play, and you would hang out, and he would talk basketball with you. Just always gave you some nuance, always gave you some subtlety, never tried to be pedantic with it, never tried to show that he knew more than you did, even though he does, never tried to, just always so even and jovial and approachable and easy, just phenomenal. Just a great ambassador for this organization. And this is a great send off. That's not the right word, but a great way to mark that.
That's fair, though.
Yeah. Way to do it. Awesome.
Stuart Mandel on college football next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.